You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to the midweek fix from the LFC Day Trippers. We should have taken a night off tonight because Liverpool had the audacity to have a game called off against Arsenal in the Carabao Cup tomorrow night, and we were going to preview that, but people in the chat during the Cup update earlier demanded a quiz, absolutely demanded it, and then I put the three lads in an awful position of saying, if any of these say no, I will make it public and then yous can all have a go at them. But they didn't, in fairness to them. They all come back and went, yeah, let's go, let's do it. So the pressure turned back on me because I had to go and organise a quiz, which I have done, five rounds and stuff like that. So anybody giving out in that fucking chat that this is a quiz and not a preview to a game that's happening possibly on Sunday can go and fuck, to be perfectly honest with you, right? Yeah. We're all here. We've tried our best. Hit that like button. If you're in here and you're watching this quiz, hit that like button. We don't care if there's 20 or 2,000 is watching. Hit the like button. All the regulars will be in to watch this. If you're really quick in the chat with your answers, you're definitely Googling. If any of these boys answer a question after looking up and down, up and down, up and down, like they're reading off the internet.
Chris Brack, serial cheater.
Chris Brack, serial cheater. Kev.
Says you.
If Kev turns from Ali Sissoko into fucking Lionel Messi of quizzes tonight, we'll know that he's cheating as well. And Keith's definitely not cheating because he's clearly on drugs with the top he's wearing. In the house. Keith, how are you?
I'm great, Gavin. Great. The top right, my 5-year-old daughter made it for me, so she asked me to wear it on the telly. So
you look
that's
like Dude Love.
I'm wearing this. I think, why not?
Yeah.
Looks good. It could be the inspiration I need because I am absolute geek at quizzes.
It actually starts with Premier League and a little bit outside of Premier League, and then it's all Premier League.
Okay.
And it's all Liverpool in the Premier League. Okay. If Chris has written the questions, there will be uproar equal to that of Arsenal fans when the game was postponed. Chris did offer to do the questions tonight. Accepted that offer. And then he said, do you know what? Fuck that. I'm not doing it. do it yourself. So that was fair enough.
Last debacle we had, we were
answering questions from the wrong decade and everything. Do you remember?
50 minutes in and we realised that every question was wrong.
Yeah, Davo had to
only the last round.
Davo had to be working 3 hours and Phil had to scream and Joe that had to be fed at 11:30 and we're all waffling about jersey sponsors.
Phil's still not speaking to me, I don't think.
Brian Murphy says, Gav, you should give the three lads an ask the chat option for one question. No, no, I'm not helping them out in any way, shape or form.
Can I ask Laura Duffy?
Duffy's in. I haven't seen Laura Duffy in a little while, actually. She's probably been in and I just haven't noticed. But There's going to be five rounds. The lads will get points for every answer they get correct. They will also lose points. They'll have points robbed off them. All sorts of stuff. All right. Keith is going to keep score. I'm going to tell Keith at the start of every round, how many points are assigned to each question. And then if players lose them or rob them or whatever it might be, I'll let Keith know. So he has a hard job ahead of him. I know he has pens, papers, Sharpies, everything at the ready. He's literally like fucking, it's like a version of Easton's there with all the gear he has, sort of bookshop.
I'm like right. The Mary Berry of scorekeeping and quizzes.
Correct, Mary Berry. Yeah. And Les Herdner.
Les Herdner, yeah, Les Herdner.
Yeah, he's good at cook.
I probably am, yeah. She's more of a baker. I don't rate her as a cook, you know what I mean? She'd outbake me, I'll give her that.
Yeah.
But I made a lovely curry today, and I reckon it stands up to Mary Berry any day of the week.
Okay.
We'll just have to take my word for that.
Okay.
What about your air fryer cakes?
No, oh. I haven't had an air fryer cake yet.
Of course you haven't, because you can't.
You can.
Short sponsors from 1994, 10 questions in. Actually, sorry, it was 1997. That's exactly what happened.
That's right. Just click on the link. Robbie just click
Doyle,
on the link, it was there.
Robbie Doyle says, my question is, who did Jim Beglin make his international debut against? Sorry if I'm asking out of turn. Robbie, that you could do be the in quiz the questions.
That could be in there.
No, it's not. It's not, because it's Premier League. It's not. So, round one, goals. Okay? 5 points for a correct answer. Very simple. Okay? Very simple start. We're going to go in this order, Keith. We're going to go Kev, awesome. Chris, Keith. All right? Kev. There's 9 of these, so you'll all have 3 each.
Right. And is this the order all the way, yeah?
No, this is the order for the moment. Just, I'll let you know what's going on then, all right? Mary Berry is shite at singing, says Alex. So there you go. Keith is already winning. He's the one.
There you go. Slaughterhouse. Yeah, slaughterhouse.
Here we go. Kev, give us a number between 1 and 9, please.
Number 3.
Number 3. Kenny Dalglish. Okay. 181 goals in his Liverpool career. Higher or lower than that?
Higher.
Incorrect. 172.
Wow.
That's 0 points for Kev. Keith and Chris, you get a point each. Lasher on the board. Chris.
8.
8. John Barnes. 104 goals for Liverpool in his career. Higher or lower?
Higher.
Higher is correct. 108. 5 points for Chris. Keith.
Yeah.
Give us a number.
3.
I've done 3 already. You do this all the time. 2. Kevin Keegan. 106 goals for Liverpool in his career.
Lower.
Correct. 105 points. Kev, give us a number.
Number 1.
Steven Gerrard. 175 goals in his Liverpool career. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Higher. 186.
Shut up.
Point for Keith and Chris. Kev's playing the form. Chris.
7.
7. Luis Suarez, 86 goals in his Liverpool career. Higher or lower?
Lower.
Correct. 82. 5 points for Chris. Keith, give us a number.
10.
There's only 9.
No, I didn't hear that.
So you've picked a number that's already been picked. Now you're picking one that's not.
Well, you see, I'm concentrating on the scorekeeping here. Okay. So
you'll be docking in points for it.
All right.
Time wasted.
Keith, give us a number.
7.
Gone.
8.
Gone.
3.
Gone.
God.
1.
God.
Fucking hell. 8.
Stop saying
what's left?
What's left? There's 4, 5, 6, and 9.
See, it would have been easier if you'd have told me what was left. 8. 9.
Fuck off. 9. Michael Owen, 165 goals in his Liverpool career. Higher or lower?
165. Michael Owen, 165. I'm going to say lower.
Correct. 158. 5 points. Kev, come on now, the fuck. 4, 5, or 6?
5.
Ian St. John. 126 goals for Liverpool in his Liverpool career. Higher or lower?
Higher.
Lower. 118. Point for Chris and Keith. Fuck's sake, Kev. 4 or 6, please, Chris?
4.
Fernando Torres, 77 goals in his Liverpool career.
Higher.
Correct, 81. Keith, last one. It's number six, Keith, before you start fucking getting the abacus out.
Six Robbie, plays, Gav.
Robbie Fowler. Six plays, Bob. Robbie Fowler, 177 goals in his Liverpool career. Higher or lower?
I'm going to say higher.
Correct, 183. What's the scores at the end of the round, Keith?
Kev is on the golden duck egg. He's on zero. And myself and Chris then are on 15, 18.
Okay. 100 people watching. 34 likes, 35 likes. Keep going. Do your best. If you get it to 100, Kev will win this quiz. I'll make fucking sure of it. How does that sound? So, some of them goal tallies are surprising.
That Gerrard from midfield is crazy.
Yeah, 186. I mean,
he was there a long time, but
186, yeah.
Yeah, but when you look at what Dalglish did in his career, and he was playing in the front two with a team that was geared around it. Granted, there wasn't as many goals in that era, but still.
I was reading a story earlier about a Brazilian guy called Alex, played for Palmeiras and Fenerbahce in Europe, and he was a midfielder and he scored something like 450 career goals in 999 games and 300 and odd assists, captain Brazil, 50 caps for Brazil. No one ever heard of him. It's not Alex that played for Chelsea, that big lump at the back.
Yeah.
400 odd goals from midfield.
Are you serious? But is this, is he telling his nephew, like, is he
is that the Alex who was at Chelsea?
No, it's he was everyone a big defender. This is a guy from my 10, but this was in the 90s and 2000s. Like, this wasn't in the black and white days or anything.
And come here, I ask you, what was he Pele's nephew, like, where when he scored in training, he counted them?
He could have done, yeah, he could have done. The Brazilians do like that. Romario is, it was another one of them that done that. He was playing on the beach with a pina colada in his hand, in his little budgie smuggler, scored a goal. Yeah, put that on the list, yeah. Put that on the list.
A hat trick on the Coca Cabana. Yeah. Right, round two is called Where Did He Go? All right.
Oh, God.
Nine. Great song. Great song. Right. Who sang it?
I don't know who sang that.
Where did you go? I want
someone
know.
In the chat. I'm not sure. If
my lovely. Yeah, someone in the chat and all that. Where was that song? If you can let me know that in the next 25 seconds, Kev gets 5 points.
Come on. Okay? Get in.
Come on. Let us know who sang that song. So, where did you go? Nine again. So, you all get three. I'm going to go in the same order again. Kev, Chris, Keith. All right, because it doesn't make much of a difference. So, Kev, now think about them, Kev, because you answered them too quick. This is what's wrong with you.
Yeah, right? Impetuous.
Yeah, just so eager. Relax. There's fucking loads of time. I've loads of cans here.
You know what I'll do, Kev? I'll get the young one to make you up one of these little t-shirts, send it down to you, and, you know, I'm a calmer influence tonight. Much more calmer.
It definitely wasn't Metallica.
It wasn't Metallica that sang it, and it wasn't Blue. Full name was Alexandro D'Souza. Cascade sang it, apparently.
There you go.
Nice one. Okay, 5 points for Kev. Knock it on there. We'll take Cascade as the answer. I would have taken Metallica to be fucking quite honest. And knock 5 points off for Kev there. This is how it's going to go from now to the end. Kev's winning this, by the way. If anyone's down the bookies, Kev's winning it. Round two, where did he go? Nine questions. Three each, as always. Here we go. Kev, give me number two.
Number one.
Dean Saunders, okay, signed for Liverpool, I think in, I want to say 91 for 2.9 million from Derby County, or I think it was a record at the time, but he leaves Liverpool in September 1992, who does he go to?
Goes Aston Villa.
He does, 5 points for Kev, he's all fucked. See?
Can we take them five off from that he got?
He's on 10 now. Pantera got a show, it was Cannibal Corpse, says Gary Mack.
Yeah.
Alex in the chat says I was a quality midfielder for Brazil.
400 goals and 1,000 games.
I must look him up. Send me the link. We should talk about him on the Man on Football show, or Football in the World as it's known.
Football in the World. Yeah, most people. We'll do it.
Right, Chris, number two. You're second to go. Sorry,
of number eight.
Number eight. Mark Kennedy leaves Liverpool in March 1998 and signs for who?
I love number two.
Signed from Wolves. Millwall, I think, in 94.
Yeah. Wolves.
Five. Incorrect. It's Wimbledon that he signs for. Point for Kev, point for Keith, please. Keith.
Eight.
Number eight. No.
Nine. Just said it.
Nine. Albert Riera leaves Liverpool in July 2010 and signs for who?
Albert Riera.
I think we signed him from... was it Espanyol?
Was Espanyol. Where the fuck did he go to?
Yeah, right, for us actually. Got in the Spain squad, didn't we?
He got, yeah, he was...
it's funny though, because like, he does really well in 08-09. And then literally at the end of the next season, good luck, you know.
So does he stay in England or does he fuck off back to Spain? Or does he go to Greece for some reason? I'm going to say Malaga.
Incorrect. Olympiakos. Point to Kevin Chris.
Fucking Greece.
Yeah. I thought you had it when you said Real Sociedad. Sorry, it was Real Sociedad that we got him from. I had Espanyol in my head for some reason. And I was wrong too. I apologise. Back to you, Kev. Come on, Kev.
Number two.
Rigobert Song leaves Liverpool in November 2000 and goes to which club?
He didn't go back to France. I'll take a punt on... I think he went abroad. What year did he leave, Gav?
It was November 2000 he left.
I said Trabzonspor or something like that. I know he ended up in Turkey for a while, but I said Trabzonspor.
It's incorrect. He stays in England with West Ham.
Is he? West Ham, yeah.
Point for Keith, point for Chris. Loads of people got West Ham there. Loads of people did get West Ham. So, Chris, we're back to you.
Seven.
Number seven. Stefan Honcho leaves Liverpool in January 2005 to sign for which club? And I think this is a great question. Not to blow me on Trump or that.
You like this one there? This is your favourite so
this
far.
This is my favourite so far.
Did he go to Celtic?
Correct, he did. 5 points.
Get in.
Well done. Perfect. That was good. I like that. Keith, before you show, 3, 4, 5, or 6, please.
Five.
Number five. Don Hutchison leaves Liverpool in August of 1994 to sign for which club?
Don Hutchison.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking play for loads of teams.
Depressingly played for us.
What?
It's depressing he played for us.
He's all right there for a while when we were gack. The fuck does he go to? I don't fucking know. Sheffield Wednesday, I don't know.
Incorrect. Point for Kev, point for Chris. Anyone want to answer that?
Just for go to Rangers?
No.
Everton?
No. West Ham.
West Ham, when do we play? They were the only team when do we fucking play for.
He ends up at Everton then around 90, I want to say around 2000 probably. Remember the time Vestervelt hit him in the back with the free kick?
And it went and the ref
blowed the whistle.
Yeah.
And there was murder at Goodison, the last kick of the game.
You still talk about it now.
Yeah, I think that's around, I want to say that's around 2000, 2001. Vestervelt hits him. Because Vestervelt's out of there in the summer.
The Vestervelt years, dark, dark times.
Yeah, he's gone out of there by the end of 2001, isn't he?
He's definitely a lucky keeper rather than a good one.
Well, he doesn't. You win the trebly thing with
yeah, he does. Then, but then
the start of 2001 too. I think he gets two goals in against Bolton.
We already had Dudek and Kirkland pretty much in the bag.
Yeah,
and I think then he dropped the bollock the next day.
Yeah, so it was. I'll never forget it. I was in the Canary Islands watching it. And I'm nearly sure Dean Holdsworth scores twice for Bolton and they beat Liverpool. And it's probably the fourth or second game of the season and that's it.
Yeah.
99 says the Reclaimer. April 2000 says Norman. I just remember hitting back and the referee blowing the whistle. And then there was more than the ref was like, he wasn't even 10 yards from him, so it doesn't really matter, but it was one of those. Who's next? Back to Kev.
That's right. Yeah.
3, 4, or 6, Kev?
3, please.
3. David Ngog leaves Liverpool in August 2011 to sign for which club?
Sunderland.
Incorrect. Point for Keith, point for Chris.
I know that one as well.
Bolton is the answer.
Fuck.
Okay. Chris, 4 or 6?
4.
Mario Balotelli leaves Liverpool in August 2016 and signs for which club?
Oh, he goes back. Hang on. He goes to Milan on loan, I think. Nice.
Nice is correct. 5 points.
Very good.
And last one in this round, Keith. Christian 6. Ziege leaves Liverpool in July 2001 to sign for which club?
Spurs.
Correct. 5 points. What's the scores?
Right, hopefully I've kept up with this. 5, 6, 7,
what do you mean, 8? Hopefully? There's nothing else you've been asked to do.
Yeah, but I've been trying to do the questions as well, Gav. It's been very
You're been not very even hard. Picking numbers. We're giving you the numbers because you can't work that out.
Kev is on 13.
Yeah.
Chris is on 5, 10, 5, 10, 42.
Okay.
And I'm on 26.
How's he on 14?
He was on 14.
Did you say 14 for Kev?
14.
13.
Okay. All right. No problem. Right.
He was on 0. Yeah, he got a sympathy 5, and then I have a marked
sympathy 5. It was a question that for the chat, and they doing well. You know, what are you on?
26.
26.
Okay. That 5 points at the end helped me because I fucking stunk it out one of them.
Okay. Right. Round 3. Actually, just before we go on, Christian Ziege was a massive letdown, wasn't he?
He was.
We got took to court for him and everything.
What was it? Was in the Middlesbrough? We tapped him up off.
We tapped him up. But he was bio good.
Like, that even Middlesbrough got him. Like, he was a good player. He was, you know, he looked like he was going to be a great signing. And especially with the. You know, we played wing backs and all, didn't we, in them days?
Yeah.
And no, he looked like it was hand in glove.
He's more 4-4-2 then, wasn't he? Because it was the treble season, wasn't it? So
I think they signed him in the summer of 99, is it?
Possibly. But he played 4-4-2, didn't he?
Yeah, but the thing with Ziga was that he looked like he could get up
and down. He looked like he could get up and down.
He defended. He had a great cross. He had a great shot on him.
Yeah.
You know, he was like, do you know what he reminded me of? He reminded me of an upgrade on Bjarnaby. That's what he reminded me of.
Yeah,
you
know? True. Bjarnaby with a bit of class about him.
Yeah, Bjarnaby had a lovely left foot. You know,
but he was limited. And
not great pace, but he done a really solid job there and he had a really good left foot on him. And I just thought when Ziga came in, you were like, do you know what, this fella would be bursting balls in the back of the net and he'd be getting brilliant crosses in and the strikers we had at the time, I thought he was made for it. And then it was just appalling. And he goes to Spurs. I don't think he fares massively well at Spurs, but I don't think the pressure was on him like it was at Liverpool. Laszlo reckons he was all right. I thought he was terrible.
He was
one of those mad Borough signings that Phil loves. Yeah, Phil is mad about the Borough stuff. Chances are Terry Venables drove him to Liverpool to sign. If you listen to Phil's account on it, signed in 2000, debut in the 8-0 versus Stoke. That was the League Cup, wasn't it? Stoke yellow jersey.
Stoke scoreboard got the score wrong. He was saying 9-0 at the end.
Was it?
Even though they scored 8, the scoreboard went up to 9.
Yeah. Well, here it is. This is fucking brilliant. This is a great idea. I think we should do this. Get Chris to write the questions, Kev to answer them, and Keith to keep score. The BBC will be after this format. There's money in this. I'd tell you, that's what you should do the next quiz, right? It's just Chris asking Kev questions really fast and Keith trying to keep the score. That's exactly what we should do. Rest in quality. Right. The next one. is all around certain players. Five questions on each of them. I usually do who am I, but I thought I'd change it around. Mix it up a little bit for you tonight, okay? So we'll stay with the same lineup, will we? And we'll go from there, right? So A, B, or C, Kev?
A, please.
A is Jamie Carragher.
Jamie Carragher.
Okay?
Yep.
Five questions on Jamie Carragher. Jamie Carragher scored 6 league goals for Liverpool. True or false?
For or against Liverpool?
6 Liverpool goals. 6 goals.
Counted for us.
Liverpool. For, forget the OGs. 6 Liverpool goals. League. True or false?
I say it's true.
It's false. He scored 4 league goals for Liverpool.
In all those years.
Yeah, his last one came in 2008.
Didn't he get 2 or 3 of them early in his first few games? He scored a couple of the goals. And then
this is the second question. This is the second question.
But do we get a point each for that? Do we get a point for
that? No, there's no Robin on this. It's a point for each. It's a point for each question here. Jamie Carragher's 4th goal for Liverpool was a header at the top end.
Yeah.
In the league against who?
I have no fucking clue.
Oh, I know that one. Thought they were all true or false there, Kev, did he?
I was hoping. I'll have a pun. I'll say Fulham, but I... Because he played in midfield.
Yeah, and, he started the screen in midfield.
Yeah, and I can almost see the goal because I can see the celebration. He's running off, but... I'd take a punt on Fulham because I just don't know.
Incorrect. It's Aston Villa. It's a header against Aston Villa. Okay. Kev, 3 options here. League appearances. League appearances. Okay. He makes about 730 appearances for Liverpool.
Yeah.
In total. But league appearances. 500 to 505. 506 to 510. Or 511 to 515.
Go for the one in the middle.
506 to 510?
Yeah.
Incorrect. It's 500 to 505. I think it's about 502, I think is the actual number. Okay.
It's an awful lot of cup games he played over his career then.
There's a lot of cup and Champions League and stuff. You have to remember.
Yeah, players nowadays get rested for domestic cups
He gets rested for nothing. He just played every fucking game. So... Jamie Carragher wins 3 league cups. 3 league cups for Liverpool. What years were they in?
2001.
Mm-hmm.
2012. Mm-hmm. And did we do 2 in a row? I can't remember the third one. I take a punt on 2008. Fuck it.
It's 2001, 2012, and 2003. The one against Manchester United in the Millennium Stadium. International caps. Does he get 34, 36, or 38?
Say 34, because it wasn't many.
38. Kev, you just fucking acted the bollocks in that. Completely.
I know, I'm a terrible person.
Nothing there for Kev. Keith and Chris. Chris going next. B or C?
B.
B, Robbie Fowler. What year was Robbie Fowler born in?
No clue.
Well, give us a number.
I have a guess.
1975.
He won Young Player of the Year, the PFA Young Player of the Year, twice. What years did he win them in?
95, 96.
Correct. 3 points. True. Sorry, 1 point. 1 point. Sorry. What was the last English club Robbie Fowler played for?
I know he played for Cardiff. Was his last club. But he played for someone else before then. I'll say us. I thought he went from us to Cardiff.
the last English club you played for? Cardiff? Us?
I said Liverpool because I think his last club was Cardiff. I think it was us, Cardiff. I think he retired or went to.
So it's so Cardiff, you think?
Well, Cardiff's not English, is it?
No, but they're in the English league, like, you know what I mean?
Okay, Cardiff then.
Cardiff, incorrect. It's Blackburn.
Okay.
So there you go.
They're all there.
After all, I was thinking, after all, he was both for wrong anyway.
He wins two league cups. What years does he win them in?
1995 and 2001.
Correct, 1 point. Robbie Fowler scored most goals in his career for Liverpool against which club? Aston Villa. I think it was 14 when I was looking back. All right. 2 points there.
Arsenal must have been close.
2 points, Keith, for Chris. Yeah. So, Keith, you get Philippe Coutinho.
Right, yeah.
Oh, easy one.
Goals for Liverpool in all competitions. 54, 57, or 60?
Jesus. 60.
54. Best goals return over a season was 14. What season was it in?
What year did he leave us? 17, was it?
January 2018 he leaves us.
Yeah, 16-17.
Correct, 1 point. Who does he score his first goal against?
Wigan.
Incorrect, Swansea, a 5-0 win at Anfield. Who has he scored the most goals against?
In the league or in all comps?
The most goals Philippe Coutinho has scored for Liverpool are against this club.
Man United.
Manchester City. I think it's 5, I think.
Yeah.
His 150th appearance came against the same club in the same ground. Who is it?
Everton.
Incorrect. It's Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. What's the scores?
It's very fucking random.
They're not random. Not they're about much. Liverpool players.
Yeah. I thought there might have been, you know, Everton being the rivals. It was ironic that he got his 100 and 150th. I thought there was something in there. I thought there was a little clue. No clue. The scores after this one are Kev still on 13, Chris has moved up to 34, and I'm hot on his heels on 27.
Okay, good stuff.
So where do you lads think he ends up in this window? Because he is leaving Barcelona. Where do you see him going?
Looks like Villa.
It looks like Villa. The talk is that there's 5 or 6 clubs in. If there's 5 or 6 clubs in England in for him, there's a couple somewhere else.
Yeah.
Like, I wouldn't be surprised if there's one or two in Spain, looking at him. You know, I wouldn't write off Germany. He's been in Germany with Bayern Munich. I wouldn't write that off.
I wonder if Mourinho would fancy him at Roma.
I don't know if he suits him.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I don't know if you see Mourinho. He's turned into a very methodical kind of manager. That's very, everything's kind of set in its ways. And Coutinho kind of needs to be roaming and being given a little bit of freedom inside. And Mourinho isn't really.
Newcastle would be a good one for them because that'd be like their marquee. That'd be like the marquee. Yeah. We've arrived, but you know that's one to get the fans excited.
I think it's a big gamble. Liverpool are still in the chat. Apparently, Liverpool are still in. Robbie Doyle, who must be a Villa fan, said, "I'd love my Villa if he stays fit." That's the big thing, Robbie. There's no doubt in Philippe Coutinho's ability. Like, anyone out there that doubts his ability and are hoodwinking themselves over the fact that what he done at Liverpool the way he exited Liverpool, he's a fantastic footballer. Like, a fantastic footballer. But
he's got a lot of muscle injuries, though, isn't it? A lot of hamstrings.
Yeah, and he's had a problem with both knees.
He's had three
knee injuries in the last 2.5 years.
And the other worry I have over him is that I've yet to see, since he leaves Liverpool in January 18, we're 3 years down the road, we're bang on nearly 3 years down the road.
Yeah.
He probably leaves around this date 3 years ago. I've yet to see anyone write an article as to how Philip Coutinho was playing magical football in any way, shape or form.
Yeah. Coutinho was the ultimate player who needs to be loved and adored by fans, because he went to Inter Milan quite young when he went there, and it didn't happen for him. And he was a busted flush when we got him. And then it was amazing.
But he did well at Espanyol, didn't he, under Poch?
He did well at Espanyol, exactly.
But they liked him as well.
It would have been more believable if Barcelona were looking to loan him out. Right?
Yeah.
That Liverpool would go in. But if Coutinho and Barcelona clearly want to have the wage bill and out the door and want to get a few quid from, right? If that's the case, Liverpool won't go near him. Liverpool aren't paying a fee for Philippe Coutinho.
No.
You know, I don't know what's left on his deal. I'd say there's probably 2 years left on his deal at Barcelona if he's 3 years into it now. Yeah, there's probably 18 months. Would you say 18? Probably
18 months.
Yeah, around that. And if it was a case of there's a loan deal there to be done for 6 months and then they'll sell him in the summer, put him in the shop window, Liverpool might be in there. But if it's a case of we're looking to sell him in January to get him completely off our wage bill, Liverpool aren't touching him.
He's 35 million deal.
Yeah, I wouldn't even say I'm getting 35 million for him. I'd say
about 15 or 16 million.
I think someone's taking him for 15 million and he's probably on 200 grand a week and Barca are paying 100 and you're paying 100. For basically the first 18 months of his contract is up with Barcelona. That, because they'd be delighted with that. They're getting 15 million in the door, and instead of paying him fucking 10 million a year, they're saving 5 million. They're saving 7.5 million, and they're getting 15 on top. It's 20 million quid to Barcelona, who at the moment are outwardly telling people that they're fucking have all the money in the world again, and they're still trying to get rid of people so they can register Ferran Torres.
We do say with Dembele, aren't they? They're the same boat with Dembele.
But they want Dembele out. Because they keep saying,
did you see Dembele's wage demands? Did you see his wage demands? Yeah. He's looking for 800 grand a week.
Yeah. And Ousmane Dembele, what a talent and what a prospect a couple of years ago, but constantly injured. And when he's not injured, he's causing trouble. And people go, get Ousmane Dembele. And I'm like, what? Could you imagine him walking into Liverpool and turning around and saying, oh, I'm late for training because, I don't know, I was out buying runners. You know, people are just, Klopp would just fucking throw him out the door. Good luck.
Yeah.
You know, the sort of way. But look.
I was listening to Phil Vickery on earlier on today when he was talking about Coutinho. And one of the things that he did say, the reason why he succeeded at Liverpool over everyone else, apparently he's painfully shy, really quiet in the dressing room. And at the time, you had strong leaders in the dressing room in Carragher and Gerrard, put an arm around him and nursed him along and brought him along. Suarez, the same, really helped him along in his career. And when he went into Barcelona, he was just eaten alive. He couldn't cope with the dressing room that was in there, the factions that were there, the messy stuff, everything. He couldn't cope with it.
Yeah.
Whether
the levels of leadership at Liverpool would have been Gerard Carragher, but they'd be leaders within that dressing room, and they'd have some say, probably a little bit higher up the ranking. But when you walk in and Lionel Messi is running Barcelona, like he's literally fucking, he's hiring and firing. Like you have to be looking and going, what the fuck is going on here? And Coutinho, even in his goal celebrations, you can actually see he's quite a shy fella for me.
Yeah.
In the early days, you're like, he's really shy. And how young he was at Inter Milan. How young he was, you know, and I think his girlfriend moves over there when he's really young, but he's a fantastic footballer.
Shy player who couldn't handle that pressure. I mean, he's a symbol. Forget about Philip Coutinho, the player. He is symbolic of everything that went wrong at Barcelona because Neymar gets pulled out of there and he's the one they spend 100 and whatever million on. And no matter what he done, it was never going to be good enough for
that. Plus, he was replacing Iniesta.
Is Neymar still there? No, Neymar's not there when he goes, isn't he not?
No, because Neymar's—that's where they get the money. The Neymar transfer goes through, and they panic and they get them.
But the funny thing was that Neymar was part of the crew that were trying to get him to Barcelona.
Yeah,
and he turns up at Barcelona, and Neymar's being bought out, and he's off to PSG. You know, the sort of way, and he
were great friends.
He's the man that lights the touch paper for Barcelona, just going absolutely rasher with money, and then there's no looking back. But if you get Coutinho playing And like Keith, or one of you said there, he's the centre of attention and you're basing your team around him and you're giving him some freedom. Best of luck, because I think he'd do really well for you.
He could do what Grealish did at Villa.
Yeah.
There's no doubt in my mind about that.
But the only doubt I'd have, Kev, is that you're looking at 3 years of Philippe Coutinho, right, where he's been, I think, mentally damaged by Barcelona. He goes off to Bayern and wins the European Cup, which is great, right? But he's still a £140 million player that has been loaned out a year after he arrives, right? He comes back. I think, did he change his fucking squad number and everything? Like, there's all sorts of messing going on.
They tried everything to force
all this guerrilla warfare going on, and how damaged is he? Now, he might look into England being like a bit like home, because he spends in fairness, he comes to Liverpool in 2000. He's 5 years at Liverpool. It's the longest he's been at any club, you know. And he might come back and he might, you know, just feel a freedom and feel at ease in England. Gerrard will be a huge help to him, because
The fact it's Gerrard, I think, will be a big sway, because as you say, he brought him in under his wing at Liverpool to an extent and knows how to get what to do to get the best out of him. So it could be a win-win if he goes there, rather than in Newcastle. I mean, I like Villa. I think Villa have a decent team. It's just not happening for them at the moment. And I think Coutinho could be a good signing for them, because I think he's busted, but I think he's busted at the highest level. And no disrespect to Villa, that's the sort of club that he can get at. That's not the upper echelons, but just below that. And I think it'd be a great move for him.
Another Brazilian kid at Villa as well that he can... You know, he's not alone there.
Yeah, Douglas Luiz.
Yeah. Barry Devaney asks, is the quiz over? No, of course not.
Intermission, Barry.
When it's over. This is the bit where you go to the bar and you get yourself a few points. Don't listen to the shit we're talking about. but no, look, and lots of people ask on this show, would you take Coutinho back? I still have a bit of me that would. And people say, no, the way he left, and I'm kind of going, relax. The way fucking Suarez tried to leave and just hold him up there is... I'll tell you how bad it is. Philippe Coutinho engineers a move out of Liverpool. There's no doubt about that. Yes. What Luis Suarez done was as bad, if not worse. He does it twice. Okay? He does it fucking twice. And he's held up in conversations. Is he good as Salah? Is he as inspirational as Salah? Was he compared to Salah when it comes to Liverpool? He's not even fucking in the same ballpark as Salah. But Coutinho seems to get it all. You know, that's not the way. Neither of them are right in what he's done. Because you have to remember, Suarez in the summer of 2013 is training on his own, right? He's doing articles, I think, with The Telegraph, where he's doing big spreads, like basically telling people he feels like he's in prison, right?
Yeah.
And he's trying to push through and move to Arsenal, right? Yeah. He plays the most majestic season you've seen and goes and bites a fella at the World Cup and basically says to Liverpool, I can't play for you anymore, can't I? You can't literally stand by this. Like, we've printed out T-shirts about you and you still go and do this shit. He engineers it. Coutinho does the same, because Barcelona, that's what they do to you.
That's what Barca do, yeah. They're more to blame in the whole thing than the players.
There's a very few people that you would take back at Liverpool. But if you're willing to take Luis Suarez back, I don't understand why you wouldn't be willing to take Coutinho back. I think it'd be a gamble. And if it's a permanent transfer, I don't see Liverpool going near it. That's my opinion. I could be completely wrong. They could sign him tomorrow for 15 million.
It'll almost depend on who they'd have lined up in the summer if it was a loan for now. If it was a short-term fix for now, say, look, is he better than what Tacky can give you over the odd sub appearance and the odd game here and there? Probably. You know, he's different in that respect.
I don't know if he's looking at Minamino, though, Kev. I think if he's looking, if you were looking hypothetically at Philippe Coutinho as a Liverpool signing, I think you're looking around Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Naby Keita. That's where I think you're looking.
He can't play that midfield role.
I think he'd be a front three option.
Yeah,
I don't think he's quick enough. I don't think he has the pace now. The injuries.
But he's doing it a different way, because when we played him in midfield, which is to pander to him, and everyone said how good he was and the elements of it were good, everyone worked out very quickly. Just stand your best player behind him. He doesn't turn around. He doesn't track back in the same way.
Yeah, but what I would
playing,
say, but what I would say is
playing that, Chelsea hasn't tore him inside out.
But what I would say is, though, the way Liverpool have changed the system, and you've seen Harvey Elliott doing brilliant in there, and you've seen Henderson doing quite well up until recently when I think he's been very poor. I think you could put Coutinho in there and you could say, right, if you want to play Fabinho and you want that, that protection and you want to play Thiago and you want that control and you want somebody on that right-hand side that will press, but is also, like, Coutinho has all the vision in the world to absolutely set Salah up all day fucking long and hit balls on the right-hand side where Jota's pulling off the fence.
You nearly fucking convinced me. Will you stop?
Sorry, let's get back to the quiz. I'm upsetting Kev here. He's only on 14 points. Five of those were donated 13. By the bleeding 14. RSPCA. And he's 14. Right, okay, relax, Keith.
Like, giving him loads of free points here. Like,
I'll be giving him more now in a minute if you keep it up. Any fucking argument with me now and you'll see, right? Let's get on to the next round. So, next round is squad numbers. Okay?
Chris Brack is fucking good at this.
I'd say he was reading up on it earlier, Chris. Yeah. Anyway.
That's all I do. So look at squad numbers.
Nine of these. That's all he does. Doesn't even work anymore. Fucking, he got that redundancy during the week and he just watches squad numbers now. He didn't get made redundant before anyone fucking starts making any rumors. He still worked hard. God love him. So, there's nine of these. Okay, and this is how it's going to work. You get 5 points for correct answer. Okay, but you give me a number, I give you a squad number. I will then call out all the people that have had that squad number, and I will leave one empty, and you have to fill that. Okay, so let's go the opposite way around here. So go Keith first.
I literally didn't hear a bit of that. What are we doing?
What?
Just give a number one to nine. Give a number one to nine.
How? Hold on. Hey. Hold on, what? You're looking at this, and I'm talking, and you're not hearing anything I'm saying.
There's something going on outside my door there, and I was preoccupied. There was like a fucking dog barking or something.
Bring the camera out there and let's have a look at it.
No.
Okay. So basically what's going to happen is...
I don't know what it is, because I don't have a fucking dog, so like, I'm not going out near whatever it is.
Okay. Are you afraid of dogs?
I don't think it's a dog. Could be anything.
All right, okay.
In a city,
could be a woman from upstairs. Declan Max says, reckon Gav could convince me we're signing Mr. Blobby. No, I just kind of look at things from both angles and see the good and the bad. The good on Coutinho is the sort of player he is and what you possibly get out of him. The bad is that if it's a permanent signing like that, I don't see us committing to that. So, Keith, what will happen is you're going to give me a number between 1 and 9. I'm going to give you a squad number. Then I'm going to call out all the people that had that squad number. Then I'm going to leave one free and you have to name that person. 5 points. Okay. Give us a number between 1 and 9, Keith.
Eight.
Number 15 in the Premier League. Squad numbers. Okay. Right. Ready to go?
Yeah. Alex, I only know one.
Okay. You only know one.
No, two. And one of them is Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain.
Okay. Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, Daniel Sturridge.
That's the one.
Jamie Redknapp, Patrick Berger, Peter Crouch, and Yossi Benayoun. Who is the last one there?
It's a good one, that one.
This has to be fucking...
Oh, my God. The Reclaimer says, I hope someone from Dave is watching this. I'd love us to be on telly doing this every week. Genuinely. We're better than most of the quizzes on the telly.
Oh, yeah.
Just us giving it out to each other.
15.
Laszlo says, Dublin 8 could be anything. It's not Dublin 8, but it's Dublin 1. The bridges are.
All the bridges, yeah. I hang around bridges. That's my thing. In my top, like a hobo.
Those bridges. Yeah. Like, dude, love before he becomes mankind. Come on.
Yeah. That's right. This is me off the internet.
This has to be someone from the early Premier League years, doesn't it?
Because if you're Chris Granny D is wrong, Kev gets 5 points for every wrong answer you get.
Oh, yeah, just throwing that on me now.
100%.
Oh, fuck, this is going to be someone in the 90s.
Red Steve said he's got the BBC on the phone. They want Richard Osman to play Gav. He's happy to sit on the floor. I don't know who the fuck Richard Osman is. But anyway,
Richard Osman off Pointless and House of Games. He's great.
He's
quality. Is he kind of a brown hair fella with his hair kind of?
Yeah, his glasses.
Oh,
no, I don't know him. I'm thinking of the one where they play like that one where the coins drop down.
Oh, you think you're Ben Shepherd there on tipping point?
Is that what his name is?
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know what Pointless is. What is the point of Pointless?
That's great. I love pointless. So you have to get give an answer. It has to be the right answer, but it has to be the lowest scoring out of 100 people. Right answer.
So it's just just a fucked up family fortunes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's nothing original really in it.
It's great.
Who's Ben Shepherd?
Ben Shepherd is the does Tipping Point. That's who you think you look like.
I only know one. It's either him or the guy that does The Chase. Other than that, I don't watch anything. Who's the guy?
Bradley Cooper? Bradley Walsh.
Fucking amazing stuff. I really haven't been watching enough telly. Anyway, you give me this number 15 or what?
Right, I'm going to go for someone from the 90s. I'm going to say Jason McAteer.
Incorrect. 5 points to Kev. Salif Joe. 5 points to Kev.
Would you believe if I told you I had a Salif Joe jersey with number 15 on?
No way.
I swear to God. Yeah, no. I had a Salif Joe. The red one that year. 15 Joe. Fucking
Declan Mack says Mika Richards can play Chrissy's on every other fucking show. Ben Shepherd should play Shawnee across the red state. Lazo said it's Family Fortunes in reverse. Family Fortunes was amazing. Only Connect is the best quiz show. Dry as a bone. I don't know what that is.
Only Connect.
I've seen that. Dylan O'Rourke says if Gav's Bradley Cooper, I'm Lady Gaga. Fuck's sake. Owen Borg said he played pointers on a quiz machine in a strip club once. Great game. You want to sort your priorities out, but
so hold on a minute. Who gets points for that?
Five for Kev.
Yeah, Kev gets 5 points whenever we get a question wrong now.
And the reason is because he's the hardest working man on the LFC Day Tripper, so he fucking deserves it, right? Won't have a word said against him.
So five for Kev, okay. Yeah. No, that's all
right. Now, Chris, we're going to go with you next.
Seven.
Number eight.
Ah, for fuck's sake.
Number eight. Emil Heskey, Naby Keita, Stan Collymore, Stephen Gerrard, Ivan Leonardson. And who else? A lot of people giving shouts for Only Connect. What's going on there? Is there something that I can watch? Is there a series of it where I can find it on my absolute legitimate box?
Is that your woman, Victoria Corden Mitchell?
Me. I don't know.
She's good.
What was the politician in Ireland who had a Mitchell? It was a triple barrel name, Mitchell. What was on him? Oh, I'll forget in a minute. It doesn't matter.
It'll come to us.
Anyway, Heskey, Keita, Collymore, Gerrard, Leonardson, and one more.
Someone in the early 90s. Someone in the early 90s. Oh, says Yankees have got three out.
Time up.
Now, a couple of people in the last couple of seconds have got this, so you better not be looking at the fucking internet.
Hutchinson.
Incorrect. Paul Stewart. 5 points for Kev.
Never got it.
Okay. Kev, we're on to you. No pressure on you, bud. If you get it wrong, it doesn't matter. Just going to be quiet. These fuckers get it wrong. Anything bar 7 or 8, please.
Number 2.
Number 10.
Oh, God.
All the fucking easy ones.
Andre Voronin, John Barnes, Luis Garcia, Michael Owen, Philippe Coutinho, Sadio Mane, and one other.
Number 10. Oh, fuck's sake. I don't know, number 9.
Dylan O'Rourke says, Gab, what's the story with people in dodgy boxes? For no reason. People will be bringing it up in a random conversation, getting a role in centre, bloke you barely know, trying to convince you to get one. No, I don't convince anyone to get anything. I'm just happy where I am. It's not a dodgy box I have, by the way. But I know what you're saying. Everyone seems to know it all about them. I just keep to myself.
That they like CBD oil and fucking, what were the other things that everyone was doing deals on? You sign so many up and you get a fucking you get a dropsy out of it. Avon. That's what the dodgy boxes are like. Avon, yeah.
I don't know. You sign so many up and you get a dropsy.
Yeah, you know, like if you get so many in, you get them signed up. You know the way, like.
Like Sky?
No, that's not official. It's sort of, you know, anyone can do it. Avon's a good example. There you go, when you sell all your own Avon shite.
Yeah. Kev, give us a number 10.
Lewis Garcia.
No, I'll give you Lewis Garcia.
He's not even listening.
I gave you Voronin, Barnes, Garcia, Coutinho, and Mane.
Fella's making a mockery. He's getting points for nothing and he's taking the piss.
Dylan O'Rourke reckons that the dodgy boxes are a pyramid scheme. Don't think they are. Forever living. Emma Kavanagh says, Keith, was that?
It could be. Any of these little Ponzi jobs that, you know, the more you sell and you get a little discount Keith, off your next one. Yeah.
Keith's tried the ball.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's it.
Come on, Kev, give us a 10 or pass. Do what you want.
A pass. I have to pass.
Joe Cole is the answer.
Joe Cole. Fuck off. Guess so called.
Will Kev get 5 points for that?
No,
we
don't have any points for that.
Do we get 5 points for that?
No, point each for you, for Chris and Keith.
That's good of you.
Yeah, no problem. Back to Keith. Back to Keith.
What numbers are gone?
2, 7, and 8.
All right, I'll have 9.
Number 9. The number 6 jersey.
For fuck's sake.
Dejan Lovren, Don Hutchison, Fab Aurelio, John Arnarisa, Luis Alberto, Marcus Babbel, and Thiago Alcantara.
He was going to be the one that's left off. Lovren and Hutchinson, Aurelio,
Risa, Luis Alberto, Marcus Babbel, Thiago Alcantara. Lazo reckons the terrible life. The one we're thinking of.
Could be any of them. Keith is just throwing a comment out here
and he doesn't know what he's talking about. So he's just going to let you all just throw company names in and go,
throw things. I'll agree with them.
Agree with everything.
If you have any discounts,
let Keith know. Not on hair products, obviously.
I actually know this one.
Yeah. See, this one, I'm number 6, right? So it's between 2 for me, and it's going back
between?
To Aberdeen. Oh, between 3, actually. It's between 3. But they trade and play the same fucking defence. So it's between Bab, Ruddock, and Scales. And
I'm going to go for Bab.
Bab is correct, 5 points. Neil Ruddock wore 25, Scales wore 12, if I remember rightly.
What do we get for that?
5 points. 5 points and none for Kev.
And Kev gets 3. Just for being
Kev gets 6. okay, here we go, Chris.
4.
Number 4 is the number 20 jersey.
Oh, fuck it. Right.
Adam Lallana, Ali Sissoko, Anthony Letalic, Diogo Jota, Javier Mascherano, Nicky Barnby, Scott Carson, Stig Ingebjornaby, and one more. Would you like me to read them again?
Yeah, go on.
Adam Lallana, Ali Sissoko, Anthony Letalic, Diogo Jota, Javier Mascherano, Nicky Barnby, Scott Carson, and Stig Ingebjornaby. Martin says Scales was number 16. I'm nearly sure Scales was 12. Michael Thomas was the earliest 16 I could remember.
Yeah.
Yamaha sells Alan Summers, says Barry Devaney. I don't know if that's a you, Keith.
Yamaha sells Avon, one of those things.
No, Yamaha sells Alan Summers.
Yeah. Well, no.
He gets the discount, Barry. He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah, no. My ma's a religious woman. She'd be watching this as well. Let's move on.
Say nothing.
I don't want it. Betty, if you're watching this, Betty don't Plunkers, mind them.
Sorry.
I believe Matt and the maggot they are bringing Betty you Plunkers into ultras. This. It's because he can sense I'm on the comeback trail here and they're trying to derail me. So
no, we're just like, no, we're not. We don't think you are.
No, I'm not.
Anyway, do you want to give us an answer there, Chris?
No, I can't think of anyone.
The answer is Jay Spearing. 5 points to Kev.
No, they didn't get that then.
Five points to Kev. Kev, you just sit back there, but have you any Guinness?
No, it's in the fridge, but it's just.
Do you want to go and get one?
Kev's
more. No, it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, come on, go and get a can. Don't get a can. You're fucking winning this without doing a tap.
Yeah. Is it not his shot now? No.
Yeah, but he can go and get a can and come back and get it.
We can hit the answer and then give him 6 points.
So that's that one out of the way. That's that one. What's the current point situation, Keith?
Currently, so Kev has got 15 points, miraculously bringing him up to 28.
Mm-hmm.
Chris is on 35, mm-hmm. and I am on 33. So, nice. Yeah, it's getting nice. Spicy now. It's getting sexy in the quiz.
Mm-hmm. Scales was number 16 in 1995-96. Why would he have moved
that
from 12?
That seems like peak fucking Michael Thomas era, doesn't it? Did he move then to...
Thomas was
100% number 16. Because
yeah, sure.
Thomas plays away at Old Trafford, doesn't he? When Cantona comes back, and that's November 94 though? That's 94 or 95. Why did he move scales to 16, I wonder? He was always 12 in my mind, anyway.
Mm.
Anyway, Kev is on 129 points. That's not quite true, but Kev is making a comeback.
Give it time.
Gav, where did you get them stickers behind you? They're not. They're two canvas pictures. And honestly, when I do what I'm meant to do with all my equipment, I'm going to give them away. If a cousin of mine, a young cousin of mine, doesn't want them, I'll raffle them off here and you can have them. I'll even pay the postage. How does that sound? Who's next? Kev. Kev, it's your turn, man.
Oh, okay, cool.
Right, here we go. Give us a number there, bud.
Number 3?
Number 3 is the number 14 jersey, Kev.
Easy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Jan Mulby, Jordan Henderson, Jovanovic, because his first name's gone out of my head, Neil Ruddock, Xavi Alonso, and one more.
I was hoping you'd leave Alonso off.
Haven't had many 14s, have we?
No. Kev's final question says Red Steve. For 50 points, how many feet do you have?
Ask me again after a few kids.
Alex says he's currently necking a nice bottle of Desperado, says Alex. Cheers, lads. Well, listen, we could have not come on tonight, so anything we dish up is better than nothing, isn't it? But I hope you're enjoying it. So, 14, Jan Mulby. What was Jovanovic's first name?
Milan Jovanovic.
Milan Jovanovic.
Didn't he nearly knock himself out in his first game?
That's right, the ball was dropping out of the sky, trying to control
it. It just butts the floor.
Yeah, fell over, it was absolutely amazing. There's still a gif of that going around. Jan Mulby, Jordan
only
Henderson,
footballer that's
Milan Jovanovic, Neil Ruddock and Xavi Alonso. Give us a name.
Not sure if it's Ryan Babel or Vegard Heggem. Fourteen would be more like a defender's number, wouldn't it, really? Yeah, go with Heggem.
Correct, 5 points.
That's a great
shout. Get that chat off. Get that chat closed.
What chat?
No, we've done it.
Giving them answers.
We've done it. I think
he hasn't got one right and he pulls Vegard Heggem out of his ass.
Because he knows his numbers.
Stewart's and Corby. This fucking quiz is flawed again.
Next question. Robbie Doyle says, next question. Pull players to have worn the number 66 jersey. That's for Kev. Alex says he wasn't complaining, loving the show. No, you weren't. You're having a nice drink, Alex. Yeah. Desperado. It's not bad gear, in fairness. Right, so we're back around.
How many points does he get for that? Five?
16. That's the first right answer.
No, 5 points.
That's 14. What threw me. No, he's getting 5 for all the wrong ones. So I 5 points. He gets any extras for that?
So we have number, we're back to the last round of this. So we've 1, we have 5, and we have 9 left. Keith?
6
left. 5.
Oh, sorry.
What?
Who went first?
Keith. Me.
You went first?
Yeah, because I did know the rules.
Okay. So we have 1, 5, and 6 left. Sorry.
All right.
I didn't mark 6. The number 2 jersey.
Right.
You ready?
Yeah.
Alvaro Arbeloa. Yeah. Glenn Johnson. Jan Kronkamp. Nathaniel Cloyne. Rob Jones, Stephen Honcho, and one more. Want me to read them out?
So Arbeloa, Johnson, Kronkamp, Cloyne, Jones, Honcho.
Or Honcho.
Oi, number two. Number two.
That's a right mixed bag of players, that, isn't it?
It is.
I always think about Rob Jones and how good, if his shins and shin splints and all sorts, he got, didn't give in because he was so fucking good, Rob Jones.
I love Kronkamp. We just bought him for 6 months, won the FA Cup and fucked him off again. That's all Rafa did. He went, I'll have him for 6 months, that'll do.
Mm.
Right, off you go again.
Well, Rob Jones, like, right back, left back, right wing back, left wing back, didn't matter. What a player. What a player.
Couldn't shoot, though. That was his only downfall.
No, never scores a goal for Liverpool, but
everything else was brilliant.
Seems to have done well, though, in life, which is good. Mm. You know, I think he runs, I think himself and a wife are in business running creches, daycare.
Nursing homes, isn't it?
I thought it was like daycare for kids, but I could be wrong, but seems to have done well, so that's good. And I think his son was a footballer as well.
He went to West Ham, didn't he?
Yeah, he went to West Ham, but it was never going to work.
Never worked.
Right, Keith, have you got anyone?
A two, for fuck's sake. So Jones would have had it early doors. He was there for a good while. Honcho, Johnson, Arbeloa, Kronkamp, so it's not someone in the Rafa area.
Oh, I've got the answer.
It's not Steve Finnan. No, it's not Steve Finnan.
Yus says Gary Neville would have never got a game for England if Rob Jones wasn't destroyed by injuries. Rob Jones was so good.
He was good. See, a lot of these fuckers are bunched around the same sort of area here. Mm. Johnson, Kronkamp, Cloyne, Arbeloa, Honcho.
What did we say if we got to 100 likes? What were we doing?
You were making sure Kev won.
Oh, right. No, we'll do that anyway.
but you were doing that anyway.
Four more likes for 100.
See, Kevin, you worried about this quiz?
Three more likes for 100.
How much more time are we giving him?
I don't know.
Like, I'll probably be in work soon. Stupid.
No, there's no need for this rushing someone. You know, rushing me.
Oh, is it different rules, different people, is it? Of course. I know you're all chill with your T-shirt, like, but come on.
Yeah, one more like for 100.
this is definitely some scumbag that's not a right back, and it has me thinking that it's a right back.
So who are you giving? Give me a name.
Because it's not fucking... Jones is there. Jones, Honcho would have taken over from Jones.
Okay, I've got to get another can, mate.
Arbeloa had 17 or something when he first came. That's right. So he would have gone back down then to 2. So Glenn Johnson would have had it.
If there's anybody out there that wants to take part in the next quiz, let me know. Same rules apply. You need a decent camera. And some sort of good lighting, good internet, and all that stuff, so you don't absolutely have a meltdown in front of us. But if you want to get in on the next quiz, let us know. Send me an email or a DM or something like that, and we'll sort it out.
You have to give Kevin points.
I have this down to three.
Three? Yeah.
I've got it down to one. Hurry up.
So I have it down to Philip Deggan, Andrea De Sena, and Maurizio Pellegrini. No, but he wore 12, I think, when he came. I'm going to go for Deggan.
Incorrect. It's Andrea De Sena.
Ask me, Colin.
point for Chris, point for Kev.
Oh, I was only a point this time.
Yeah, it's only a point. No, Kev gets 5. Chris gets 1.
This is a fantastic.
No, sorry, Chris
Kev
doesn't get any. 5 points for Kev. Yeah. Take that point off, Chris.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so there's 2 left. Chris and Kev. Number 1 and number 5 left, yeah? Chris.
Which one do you want, Kev? Because it doesn't really matter. I'll have the
Come
other
on.
One.
Give us one.
Work away.
I'll have 5.
Okay, it's a short number 5. Daniel Agger, Gini Wijnaldum, Ibrahima Kanate, Mark Wright, Milan Baros, and one more.
Can you get them again? Sorry, Agger, Wright.
Agger, Wijnaldum,
yeah.
Kanate, Wright, Baros, and one more. Sorry, I've nearly cleaned the mic over here, so I hope you can still hear me. Chris, do you reckon you'll be thinking about this long enough for me to go and get another can? That's the main
question. Yeah, of course, probably. Of course,
probably. I'll just do a Keith.
Great stuff. Yeah, just stare at shit and then I'll be back.
Milk it for all it's worth, this yeah. fella will. In the
go on, you talk about Daniel Agger. Go on, while I try and think of an answer.
Hell, Daniel Agger. Daniel Agger was good, wasn't he? But he was always injured. Some people, he devoids a lot of opinion. Some loved him and some hated him. Where do you stand on him? Kev, where do you stand on Agger?
He never fulfilled his potential. He was good, but he was never going to be good enough to take us to the next level. He had a thunderbolt of a shot on him, but yeah. he was almost one of those nearly defenders. You know, and we through that era, that's what we had. You know, when you look at what Chelsea had and what United had, they were just that little bit short.
I think ability wise, he could have been up there with the best. But
right, I think I've got it.
Who could have been up there with the best?
Daniel Agger.
Oh yeah, not too physical enough.
It's too easy.
Yeah, well, he wasn't robust enough.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. No, but he just wasn't strong enough on the pitch.
Yeah, but as a ball player, very good
ball player. Who have you got?
Ronnie Whelan.
Incorrect. 5 points to Kev. Steve Staunton is the answer. Kev.
This is an outrageous massacre after happening in round four.
Okay, so there's one more round after this, okay? And Kev will not be given any points in the last round, okay? Any bonus points? Kev, jersey number four. Okay?
Yeah,
ready?
Easy, Kev.
Easy peasy.
Aquilani. McAteer, Colo Torre, Morelles, Rigobert Song, Sammy Hupia, Steve Nicol, Virgil van Dijk, and one more.
I honestly thought you were going to leave out Van Dijk. Then it's going to be you.
Oh, yeah. Kev, name as a player that's played number four for Liverpool.
Played number four.
Aquilani, McAteer, Torre, Morelles, Song, Hupia, Nicol, Virgil, Van Dijk.
I'll take a punt on one. Nuri Sahin.
Correct. Nuri Sahin is correct.
He was saying Nuri Sahin or someone. I said
I was thinking between him and Kyriakos.
No, he had Sahin. He got it. 5 points for Kev.
Fuck's sake.
Disgraceful. Now, the last round.
5 points of one round. Fuck.
Now, listen, the last round. Now, this is where you can win big. Okay? But it's a gamble. And if you commit to the gamble, once you give your final answer, you must follow through. Okay? Okay? So, this is it.
Can we have a points total first?
Here's Graham, with a quick reminder, Keith, what scores are
you? Yeah, well, the ugly duckling on the end is me, 33.
Uh-huh, then, doing well.
I'm doing better than I expected. Chris is on 35, and way out in front now on a whopping 48 points is Kev.
Nice.
How any of you are going to sleep tonight with this cardio?
What's wrong?
I'll be watching the Ashes after a few more of
these. What's wrong? Is the Ashes still going?
Yeah.
Well, how many tests are they in now?
They
have to do two more England? God love them. Yeah. Jesus Christ.
Well, they're getting battered, so don't worry about it.
So here we go. This is more rigged than the FIFA World Cup Venue Awards. Alex,
Sepp Blatter.
Give it fucking over. Give it over.
Sepp Blatter in charge, yeah.
You can see the chat in Kev's glasses, he says. Would you fucking stop,
Martin? I knew that.
Fucking CSI. Horatio there in the fucking chat. Okay, so this is the last round, okay? Now, you can gamble on this, but if you gamble, you must follow through on your gamble, okay? So what I'm going to do is, there's three different categories. So I'm going to start with number one, go to number two, go to number three, okay? Now, basically what's going to happen is I'm going to give you a category and you can bid against each other as to how many in that category you can name. So basically, if I said to you, can you name, just as an example, every team in the 2018 World Cup? So say there was 24 teams in it, right? I don't know how many were us. Now, Kev could say I can name 5. Keith could say 6. Chris could go 7. And we keep going around until we get the highest number. If it came to, say, 15, and it was Chris must name them 15 without making one mistake. If he names it, he gets 15 points. If he doesn't, the other lads split the 15 points. Okay? Or we make it 16 and give them 8 each.
So we each say how many we can name. We don't name them.
No, you don't name them.
So whoever picks the highest number is the only one that names.
Correct.
Right, so it's bluff. Yeah. Like a game of bluff.
It is. Well, it is. But if you go as high as you feel you can, but you have to back it up. Okay. Yeah. The amount you say you can answer is what you must answer. If you get one wrong, you're gone. And the other people get their numbers split. Okay. So the first one, okay, is the 2019-2020 Premier League. There's 20 teams. Okay. Liverpool are obviously one. Okay. So there's 19 other teams in that league. Keith, how many think you could name?
19.
Okay, so would you say 19? You need to name them all now.
All right, sorry. Yeah, all right. I get you. You've gone top of the bus.
So do you want to go with 19?
No, I'll go with 17.
Okay. Chris, would you like to go 18?
No.
So you'd like to see Keith name the 17?
I want to see Keith name it, yeah, go on.
Okay. Kev, would you like to see Keith name the 17, or do you think you could do 18 or 19?
Yeah, go on, Keith.
Okay.
Well, he should do, because...
So Keith, for 17 points, and if you get it wrong, we're splitting 18 points between these two, okay? So for 17 points, can you name me the other 19 teams in the league in 2019-2020?
Right.
Alex says he has so much respect for Kev before tonight's corrupt action. Kev has another tap. He sat there and just fucking, I've just done it all. Alex, lay off the desperados. Okay, go, Keith.
Kev's just a fancy.
Arsenal.
1.
Wrong.
Chelsea.
2.
Everton.
3.
Man U.
4.
Man City.
5.
Spurs.
6.
Now I'm struggling. Norwich.
7.
Burnley.
8.
West Ham.
9.
Brighton.
10.
You fucking left me hanging there, didn't you, bollocks?
Sorry. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's 9. Sorry, that's 9, isn't
it? No, it's 10. It's 10. Arsenal, Everton, 6, Chelsea, Spurs, 7. Man U, Norwich, City, Burnley, West Ham, Brighton.
Yeah, that's 10. Sorry, that's 10. 7 more.
7 more. Sweat's pumping down me here.
Yeah. I hope that t-shirt doesn't run.
Keith, I've got the design to change.
Well, yeah. Let me see. Don't be distracting these folks.
7. 7 left.
Right, let's see. 7 more. Crystal Palace.
Yeah, that's 11.
See, these fucking yo-yo teams are what's going to kill me. We're Newcastle. Fucking hell. Newcastle.
Yeah, that's 12. You put one word wrong here, you're gone.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Wolves.
14.
Sheffield United.
14. That's a great show.
I got that boy out there, one word wrong, little clue there that made me think.
3 more, I think.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Watford.
Yeah, that's 15.
So Watford, Norwich, who the fuck else went down last season? How many more do we need?
Two more.
Ah, Southampton.
One more.
Southampton. Leicester.
Correct.
Bastard.
17 points for Keith.
Yeah. Well done, Keith.
Villa were there as well, I think.
Villa was there. Villa was one that I...
Yeah, Villa, the other three were Villa, the other three you didn't name, sorry, the other two you didn't name was Villa and Bournemouth.
Yeah, Villa, see Villa, I didn't know if they'd come up that year or not, and then I was sort of like, yeah, they did, but I was too iffy on it, and I had Bleeding Fulham in my head as well, and I'm like, nah, they're up and down.
Okay.
Yeah. So, Villa,
what's the scores now?
Right, that takes me up to no fucking use, that brings me up to 50. So we need Kev to get fucking nothing.
What's Kev on?
That's entirely possible.
Kev's on 48. No. It could end up with Keith having to answer all this.
Oh, yeah, that's true, yeah.
So you're on 50, Kev's on 48, Chris
on 35.
Right, so
I'm lagging behind.
Okay. So the next one is the 2018-2019 squad for Liverpool.
Squad? Okay.
23 players made league appearances for Liverpool in 2018-2019. Keith, I'll let you open the bidding. How many do you think you could name?
19.
Now, just to let you know, if Keith says 10, Chris can say 11, Kev can say 12, it goes back to Keith. So we're going to go around until you fold.
All right.
Keith, how many can you name?
Out of what, 23?
23 players.
18.
Okay, open a bit of 18. Chris?
I'm trying to think.
He'll say 19. Kev?
Walk away, Chris.
It's what I needed.
Right, Kev's pulled out and said he's okay with 19, so Kev's going to sit and hold on 19. Keith, do you want to go more than 19? 20. Yeah, you'll 20. Do 20?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris, will you do 21?
No, well, I fuck.
Right.
Keith, let me just count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Yeah, there is 23. There's 23 players that made a league appearance for Liverpool in 2018-2019.
18-19. Mm-hmm. Right, so that was the year that we came second, wasn't it?
You have to name, how many did we say? 20. This could win the game for you.
Oh, yeah. Could do.
Mm-hmm.
Roy, 18, 19. Come second, win the Champions League.
Yeah. So if you don't get one right, the lads will get 12 points each.
Okay.
Okay.
Roy. Alisson.
Correct.
Trent.
Correct.
Robbo.
Where's he gone? Hold on. Where's he gone? Oh, there we go. Trent. Yeah. Robbo is three.
Robbo. Yeah. Virgil.
Yeah.
Degsy.
Yeah. Red Steve says, I don't know about Keith, but boy, my arse is twitching.
18, 19. Fabinho.
Correct. That's six.
Well, if Mick Shilbert's about, what's 18?
The what?
Mick Shilbert's, I've managed to write 18 down, so, you know, he can't be far off.
The reclaimer reckons Kev's getting 50 points or making his way back to his chair.
Wouldn't that fair?
Let's see.
I would play some tense music, but usually what happens is when you play it, you get fucking done for copyright.
That'll distract me because I'll only start singing.
Yeah. Just do the air horn instead.
Oh, yeah.
Genie,
correct.
Hendo
is correct.
Milner.
He has to be there, yeah. What is his name? Oh, yeah, there he is. Yep.
Ox.
Ox is correct. Only makes two, by the way.
Does he? Oof. That to throw me a bit, that now, I have to say. They're knocking me.
That's the one I had as an. I wasn't sure if he played or not.
Yeah, because he got fucking injured the year before that, didn't he?
Yeah, at the very end of the season.
Yeah, I can't remember if he made it or if he, it was the start of next season he came in. I know it was near the end.
Yeah. Let's see. Right. I can't remember who one of your players are. Bobby.
Firmino, correct.
I'm only 20 now for you.
I think you're up to about 11 here.
Did you get Mo, yeah?
Mo, correct.
Sadio.
Yeah. They're currently on 14.
18, 19.
Red Steve said we should get Keith to turn off his lights and his missus can shine a torch in his face.
Yeah, well, it won't make me sweat any more than
most,
this is.
That's most Saturday nights at that household. Yeah. Kinky. Especially if Keith's on the vodka.
On the vodka, everything gets a bit saucy.
Yeah, everything gets a bit saucy on the vodka and Red Bull.
9, 12, 13, 18, 19.
Gonna have to rush it a bit.
Divock.
Origi is correct.
Storage.
14. Yep.
Yeah. Oi.
You're currently on 15.
15. Oi. Right. So get another 5 it is.
5 more to go.
Fuck me. Curtis Jones.
Incorrect.
That's me bollocks. I thought he played at the end of the season.
12 points for Kev, 12 points for Chris. The ones you are missing. Naby Keita, Joe Matip, Jerdan Shaqiri, Joe Gomez, Adam Lallana, Alberto Moreno, Nathaniel Cloyne, and Camacho.
I had played most of them on my list. I didn't have Camacho, I'm not going to lie. I had most of them, and I was walking off fucking Curtis Jones.
Last one. The 2013-2014 squad. 20 players make a league appearance. I want you to name as many as you can. Okay? So while you do, I'm gonna go and use the bathroom while you bid on this. There's 20 players. Just let me double check. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. Sorry, there's 25 players that make a league appearance for Liverpool in 2013-14. Start your bidding, and when I come back, let me know who's going for it.
Oi, Kev, what's your opening salvo on this?
15.
15. Chris?
I don't know.
I will say it's not easy when you're in the hot seat.
No, it's not. I'm literally trying to scribble some down now so I can get an idea. I'll say 16.
Right, I'll go 17.
All yours,
Kev.
Man. No, Chris. That's 17 out of 25 from that year. Good luck to you. It's all yours, my man.
Yeah, you know, Chris, no writing them. Give me the fucking guess.
Waiting for him to come
back.
No,
that's it.
Kev's out.
I'm out.
We're at 17. You're not bleeding, writing them down and getting a head start.
18 then.
19.
Wow.
Wow, that's ballsy. Go on then.
Ah, fucking hell. No one gets these fucking things.
Listen, you went all cocksure going, ah, fucking hell. Come on, give me another bit.
I had me on them 12 points when you got it fucking wrong.
What are you at?
Stuck on bleeding 19 of these fuckers, I think.
So we've bidded, we've gone around the table. Keith is currently sitting on 19. Chris, are you willing to go higher than 19?
No, I told Mr. Cocky to go for it.
Okay, now the only thing is, give us the scores.
Right, so far, I'm on 50. Chris is on 47.
Mm-hmm.
And Kev is on 60.
Right. And they would split 12 between them. Chris needs to go for this.
12 between them or 12 each?
12 each.
Yeah, Chris, you got it.
If Keith gets this right, he would win it. What are you on, Keith?
I'm on 50.
Kev is on?
60.
So if Keith gets this right, he wins it. If he doesn't, Kev wins it. Chris can't win.
I don't think I'll win anyway, can I?
Unless he... No, you can.
If you went for this
and got 22 or 20 or 25 of them or whatever the bid is, you're currently sitting 12 behind Kev.
Put me on. What are you up to, Keith?
19.
You're on 47. Kev's on 60. Those 12 points that you would share for this, right?
Yeah.
The 13 points you would share would only get you to 60, but Kev would get 13 of them as well. So it's either Keith wins it or Kev wins it, unless Chris comes in and says, I can do more than that.
He's writing them down here. This is a blatant terrible show of sportsmanship by Chris Brack.
So you're not writing them down, then see if you can get them?
Oh, no. As I'm doing them, I'm writing them down. I'm not writing them down now to give me guess on if I can get fucking more than...
I haven't even got up to 20.
Emma Kavanagh says there's only 20. There isn't. There's 25 players that make an appearance for Liverpool in the 13-14 season. And I'll tell you what I'll do. Just to be right, I'll go and double check her, okay? Just to be fair. So before you do, Chris, have a think over it.
Okay. I think he's writing down the fucking answers.
What?
Count me out. What should we do?
13, is that the year that we nearly won the league?
That was it. Yeah, that was that year.
I'm trying to think of the random shite we had coming off the bench, and there was quite a lot of that. I'm trying to think of the randomness that we had. Because I can remember that the core about 15 that we had, and then it, beyond that, it's a bit hazy.
Maybe just really find this dropped. Again, because it was something I was looking at earlier. Oh, here we go. Sorry, lads, I'll just get this out of the way. So I currently have, let me see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24. Yeah, I've 25 players that made a league appearance for Liverpool in 2013-14. All right? That's 100%. I've double-checked it. So, Chris, Keith currently sits on 19.
I'll give it a go at 20.
Keith, well, I'll go 21. Yeah, I'll go 21. So give it a go, cocky bollocks.
Do you want to go 22?
You want to 21, are you?
Yeah. Do you want to go 22?
No, because I can only think of the 16.
But anyway. You can't win now.
I can't win anyway.
You can't. You're taking away the chance to win. You can't name
21 of these, so you're only getting a measly, scabby 12 points for this. It's a blatant terrible. Take minus on the chase, 100% you'll be taking minus on the chase.
But does that put me ahead of you, though, Keith?
No.
It does. It will do.
It won't win.
That's fine. For me, that's a moral victory from the head of Keith.
No, come on. You can't turn it down. You can't turn down the chance to win. He's gone 20. Are you doing 21?
I couldn't think of 16. That's what I've got. I've got 16 written down that I can think of. I can't think of anything above 16.
Okay.
I could do 21 and give it a laugh, but I'll just give the points up.
Right. So we're going with 20 for Keith, is that right? 21?
He has to go 22.
He's not going 22. He's going to take the moral victory over you.
Oh, he's ta- ah. scumbag.
Unless you want to back out.
No, no, no. We'll go. I haven't a clue. I couldn't remember the lads that won us the Champions League 2-3 years ago. The chances of me remembering this show from a decade ago is...
I've literally
very fucking seen.
Beyond 16, I was like, fucking,
okay, so Keith currently sits at 21, is that right?
Yeah.
Kev is just sitting there going, if he gets this fair play, but he doesn't, I'm the winner.
Yeah.
So he doesn't give a fuck. So,
not really.
Kev has just sat back and just said, enough's enough. He's happy. Chris Brack has decided he doesn't want to win. He'd take the moral victory over Keith. So, Keith, 21 Liverpool players that made a league appearance for Liverpool in 2013-14.
You believe that's 8 years ago? 8 years ago. God.
I think when you see the players, you think it's longer than 8 years ago.
Mignolet.
Sorry, if you like this quiz, let us know. Just type in yes or no in the comments if you've liked this quiz. Because at times I do think like we're just fucking boring people with these, but we have great fun doing them. So,
should do a draft next time.
Just type in yes or no. We do a draft the next time, but the quizzes are great crack. And I'm not hosting them. I like being part of them. Keith, 21 Liverpool players for the title, for the undisputed title. We'll already get a belt on Amazon and get it sent to you. Here we go.
WWE style.
Mignolet.
Mignolet made a league appearance.
Stevie G.
I'm
on fucking Steven Gerrard.
I'm just trying to find them on the list. loads of people.
Sturridge.
Daniel, Sturridge is correct.
Sterling.
Sterling is correct.
Suarez.
Suarez is correct. Is the 2 p.m. show on tomorrow, Gavs? At Zoco. It is, yeah. It is. Trying to find stuff to find about, what to talk about. But when we get to days like that, I'm going to come on, I'm going to have a few bits, and you can throw anything you want at me, and we'll have a discussion over for half an hour.
Sterling went out my head.
Archie Doolan likes this, not 100%, he likes it 10%. He says, lads, 10%, lads, brilliant crack. The other 90% is complete another bullshit, according to Archie, by the looks of that. Sorry, who's your latest guess?
Henderson
is correct, Keith.
Skirtle
is correct.
Flanagan
is correct.
Ali Sissoko.
Ali Sissoko is correct.
Really? Colo.
Colo Torre is correct.
Aspas.
Aspas is correct.
Brilliant.
It's heating up now. It's heating up now.
It's not, trust me. Luis Alberto.
Luis Alberto is correct.
Jose Enrique.
Jose Enrique is correct.
Nathaniel Cloyne.
Incorrect.
Incorrect.
12 points for Chris.
Was he gone by then?
Nathaniel Cloyne hasn't signed.
We signed the season after.
12 points for Kev, 12 points for Chris. The remaining players.
I have a list wrote down here, right? So I've got a list of you on there, right?
Right, let's see how many you have. Go on.
Right. Joe Allen.
Joe Allen is correct. Why didn't you go for these first? Go on. Joe Allen.
No, yeah. Did I say Coutinho?
No, Coutinho's there.
Right, so Coutinho, Joe Allen. I have our client is wrong. Joe Allen, Fabio Bernini.
No, incorrect.
Well, it would have been gone,
okay. Victor Moses.
Yeah, Victor so Moses, the players remaining was Glenn Johnson,
Jordan Ayew, was he one of them?
Martin Kelly, Daniel Agger.
Agger, he's on my list as well.
Wisdom, Sacco.
I forgot about him.
Brad Smith.
Did I not say Sacco?
Lucas Leiva, Jordan Ibe, Victor Moses, and Joe Teixeira.
Yeah.
That's who you're missing. 12 points to Kev, 12 points to Chris. Read us out the final scores there, Keith. Dude Love, come on, buddy.
Did you win?
I came last. But I'm taking the moral victory.
On 50 points. Travesty.
On 50 points.
Yeah.
I'm taking the moral victory for the only one that would try and win.
Correct.
Yeah. So, you know, I'll take that. Second place was the coward, Chris Black.
Absolute coward. At the end, I don't know how
we can face his family after this.
I wouldn't. If I was going to take the redundancy,
they said if I finished last year against Keith, I wouldn't be welcome back, mate.
I'd take the redundancy if I was Chris now, and I'd probably move away somewhere on my own.
100%. 100%.
Yeah, definitely.
And the winner, the people's champ.
The people's
champ.
The champ.
On 72 points, the champ.
Yeah.
Is Mr. Kev O'Sullivan.
Correct.
Who got what must be, can only be described as 40, 10, 15, 20, 40,
70 points from
45 pity points out of those 72.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a good effort. It must be said.
I'll say the moral victory, though.
Yeah. So, Keith is taking the moral victory. So is Chris. And Kev is just taking the victory because he doesn't get a fuck right. And that's absolutely bang on. That has been the quiz. I hope it's been a decent replacement instead of the midweek fix with a preview of the first leg of the Carabao Cup away at Arsenal. That does not happen. Jesus. Massive question to finish, and I will get to it now. But question from Emma Cavanagh to finish. Knives, forks and spoons facing up or down in the dishwasher?
Up for me.
Yeah.
No. We don't have one.
Kev washes his own dishes.
No, that's why
I'm gonna be slightly different. Definitely up. The piece of the curry that you eat with should be up in the air because the handle of the mall should go down. It makes them fit more. Except for sharp knives, turn them the other way around. Any sharp knives, turn them the other way around. Because I heard a horrific story years ago of somebody tripping and falling over a dishwasher.
EastEnders Christmas.
It wasn't EastEnders. This is a genuine story. Stop making fun of it. Just because we laughed at your t-shirt and then you made us feel bad by saying your 5-year-old daughter made it. Okay?
There's one for everyone in the audience.
I'll take one. 100% I'll take one. But yeah, handles down into the dishwasher, except for sharp knives, turn them the other way around. Or even better, load them on the top rack of the dishwasher.
There you go.
Here you are.
Life stories. We answered everything.
Football quizzes and then just fucking...
Dishwasher.
We're all done. So that's it. We done our best to replace the midweek fix that was meant to be with a quiz tonight. I've really enjoyed it. It's been really good crack. There's nothing on tomorrow. We're taking a break because there's no game.
No post-match. Fair.
No post-match. Even if we done a show tomorrow night, Kev would win it. Just going to let people know that. Friday, Kev and Chris will be back with Sports
Kev's Unplugged. Kev's won that as well.
Kev's won Sports Unplugged. And
Sports Unplugged is going to be a bit of a twist this week because...
Is it?
We're going to have look at the African nations.
Oh.
But the thing is, look, it's going to be covered. It's BBC are all over it. So it's going to be...
Sky watch
BBC
show
and
game.
Sky, yeah.
So there's going to be loads of football on during the day. Mm-hmm. You know, and...
It's a good tournament.
Fairness, it's gone from the days where people don't know the players. There's a hell of a lot of good quality players that are going to be on the show at this, and you never know who you're going to see a rising star. So we're going to see if we can pick out players to watch maybe that people haven't heard of yet. And
Mo Salah.
Robbie Doyle says we're a gang of pox bottles because we wouldn't answer his question. I presume that's over Jim Beglin's international debut. We don't know the answer. So if you want to send it into us, Robbie, be quick.
The Jim Beglin one?
Yeah. I don't know who made his debut.
Listen, in Luxembourg or something like that, because back then we used to...
You played Luxembourg back in them days, didn't we?
Yeah, we used to...
I'm going to say Belgium, just for the crack.
Or fucking Argentina or something. France. Mark Maradona.
France were another one we used to draw an awful lot.
Yeah, so if he gets in and tells us, if he doesn't get in in time before we finish, we don't give a fuck, Robbie.
He's the pox bottle. Against, right? Fuck or, you, Robbie. Unless he means a pole bottle and we're just taking him up wrong. And
no, he didn't. He corrected the pole bottle with pox bottle. It wasn't a European or a South or North American team.
Cameroon.
It wasn't European.
Didn't play them.
Morocco.
Zambia. Are we just going to play this game for ages?
Yeah, we're going to.
Just tell us, Robbie, will you, before we go?
It wasn't a European.
Anyway.
Has to be an African country or Australia.
Could be an Asian or an Australia, yeah.
Well, look, we're out of here. We've done an hour and 45 minutes-ish, and it's been good crack.
Come on, Robbie, get in with the answer now. You can't leave us hanging on that, man.
I'd like to thank Chris, and I'd like to thank Kev. Anything else before we go, Keith? I always ask you.
No, I'm waiting on the answer to the Jim Beglin quiz. Now, nothing before we go. Red Steve, who's least likely to win the AFCON? That'd be the football in the world team. Yeah, yeah. Look, I'm China. Looking forward
to China was China. The answer.
Did we play China? Jeez, they had a team back then.
Wow.
China was the answer.
Yeah, now looking forward to getting back to normality next week with maybe doing a football in the world at some stage. So all good. Great quiz tonight. Good stuff. I didn't like the politics of it all, but
there was no politics.
Well, you know what I mean? Kev got 48 points or something for nothing and wins the bloody quiz.
No. He just
one person tried his best.
No, you two swaggered in here as if it was our fucking God's gift. And all I done was say, right, well if you can't back it up, I'll give the points to Kev. And you didn't back it up.
One man pull himself out.
You're more than welcome, Keith. You're more than welcome to do the questions for the next quiz, and I will become a contestant, and you can do whatever the fuck you like.
I will, but Chris isn't allowed to write them because he fucking embarrassed me the last time. He embarrassed me by making people think I wrote them questions.
Do you remember that? It was so good.
If you just click the link, you'd have got the answer.
That
has been
great crack.
That has been the midweek fix. We've done our best to cover you, as I said, and we will be off tomorrow. We'll be back Friday. We'll be around hopefully on Sunday for the FA Cup game and getting back to normal. But I will be back tomorrow and Friday at 2 p.m. And as I said, any news that comes out of Liverpool, I'll have it. If you have anything you want to talk about at 2 p.m. on Thursday or Friday, bring it in, because I'll add it into the schedule of what I have in front of me, and we can absolutely talk about it, even if it's about fucking turning noise of forks upside down in dishwashers.
Isn't it mad how Arsenal fans think that we've postponed the game because Mane and Salah are off at the AFCON and Katie, as if they'd have been playing?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, as if this is the reason.
It's like them. Listen, there's no point going in. I'm not going into it. Not quarter to 12 at night. I have too much to do. It's quarter to 12 at night, and like, I literally have a half day's work left to do. I can't. Right. That is it. Thanks a million for watching. Thanks a million for getting involved. Talk to you in a bit. Over now.
Sports Social Podcast Network.